Blog Talk Radio.
Body, spirit, cleanse, spiritual boost. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I am Lisa Thomas, also known as Visionary for Women, standing in truth and transformation for all. I'm also the founder of Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse and author of the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse Handbook. So this morning is our first spiritual boost, and we're getting really excited about that. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about myself and how the cleanse began and all of that. I really want you all to understand the power of this cleanse. So all these mighty women of God and who have been participating over the years, we're all going to share with you how this has made a difference in our lives. I will say, if you're listening to the show for the first time, to go to mindbodyspiritcleanse.com and pick up the book, get started, join us, and be a part of this extraordinary conversation. It's been a journey for me for the past now 13 years or so, sitting and sharing, relating, and being in the midst of God, and He's blessed me in many ways. And so for that, I am eternally grateful. It's one of the reasons why we chose that song, Grateful. We're always in a state of gratitude. So with that being said, we are grateful that all of you guys are joining us this morning. So the core, amazing, extraordinary women of God that have been playing with me and playing together for the last few years, if you would introduce yourselves to these incredible women who are listening today. Who's on the line with me?
Good morning. Very this right. is Confident Woman.
Confident Woman, how you
Good
doing?
Morning. I am blessed and highly favored.
Blessed and highly favored, Confident Woman. Confident Woman. Oh, by the way, if you're listening, so one of the things you should know is that we have done the work to declare who we are as a vessel of God or as a woman of God. And so I'm inviting all of you to do some meditation work to determine who God has called you to be. So you will not hear our names given by birth, but you will hear our names given to us through God. So you just heard from Confident Woman. Confident Woman is a woman of God standing in confidence for all women. So thank you, this lady, for being on the phone with us and on the call this morning.
Thank you.
Who else? You're welcome. You're welcome. Who else is on the line with us this morning from our core team?
This committed woman of God. I'm here representing from Times Path and where we currently are right now. And I am feeling truly blessed to be on the line and in this cleanse. I am looking for God to do some awesome work in all of us this time around.
Awesome. also a committed woman of God. And committed woman of God is also one of our facilitators. So often you will hear her taking the lead on our spiritual boost as well. So committed woman of God, and definitely a committed woman of God, and one who will certainly see the best in you and call you out and let you know that the best is in you. So thank you, committed woman of God, for being on here with that level of tenacity for all women. We love it. We love it. We love it. Who else? We have some others with us. Who else do we have? I think we have a woman discovering who she is on the line, do we not?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I am good. Good.
I'm on the phone this morning.
Good. Oh, good. It's good. I'm glad that you're here. Woman discovering who she is just that. Or are you still discovering?
Well,
I think you have a new name,
I'm
right?
Like, yes, woman who has discovered who she is.
Mm-hmm. Woman who has discovered, right. I'm sorry, I messed that one up. Woman who has discovered. You were woman discovering a couple of cleanses ago, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome.
That is correct.
Awesome. And so thank you for being here in the space of knowing. So, you know, I can certainly attest to the cleanse providing a different understanding of who you are. So she is representing that. You know, so if you're here in a question about your role or your purpose or why you're here, then this certainly is a place for that. And woman who has discovered who she is certainly can speak to the evolution of that transformation. I also heard that we have our mother on the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard that in the background. So, and you are? She's our mother, but she also has her name, too. So, yes,
my name is Concerned Woman of God.
Concerned Woman of God. And share with them, Concerned Woman of God, why you chose that name.
Well, I think I have
a
heart.
For you.
Yes, yeah. Well, that just dropped in my spirit one morning. And because my husband always telling me, he says, you're concerned about everyone. You're concerned about the people. You're concerned about the world. You're concerned. And so that just dropped in my spirit. And there it was. It was birth. So the Lord just gave birth. I just gave birth to that because I'm concerned about everyone and the good, bad, and the indifferent.
Right. Amen.
No one is excluded. Everyone is included.
Right. That's awesome. Awesome. And, you know, we all have, I love it, because we all have a role to play, you know, with what God has given us and what God has instilled in us. And I love what you said, you know, everyone is included. We are a platform. This is a platform for all women, you know, for all women to come and discover who you are and to bring your voice of God, whatever that is, to the table. And I love what you said, Concerned Woman of God. Several calls ago, we were on a call as leaders and a part of the core team, and we were talking about this being sort of like a pot of stew, you know, and every little ingredient is important and is of value. And each time you put in an ingredient, it adds to the flavor.
Yes.
And we are so excited today because while we are the core team and we are adding certain spices via our role to this stew, we know that there's more that needs to be added. So one of the reasons we're so excited and I'm so excited is we have something amazing in this core group who has participated in this cleanse and stepped up as a leader, we're excited about that. But we also know there are more ingredients to make this even better. So we continue with that in mind. So ladies who are listening, ladies who are participating, we are welcoming your contribution, your value, your voice, and you as a vessel of God, because we all need what you have to offer. So thank you so much, Concerned Woman, for being here this morning, being in the midst of all of this, and being a part of this wonderful journey we're all on of discovery of who we are even more. I believe we have Willing Vessel. Did we have Willing Vessel with us this morning?
Yes, you do.
Willing Vessel. Please say hello and tell us who you are.
I'm doing fine. I'm in here working now, so I got a little break, but I am doing wonderful. God has been blessing. He has been moving. Every vision that was set before me, God bring it to pass. Every prophecy that I've got from y'all guys has came to pass. God is really moving. And I would like to talk more about it, but I'm at work, so I'm just saying hello. And every time I get a chance, I'm just going to get back on this thing because I enjoy it. It has really encouraged me. And I thank God for y'all guys. I've been praying for y'all guys. God be the glory.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Will and Vessel, for being a part of it. And we are going to talk a little bit about what we all have received out of it a little bit later in the call. But I do hear your praise report in that there have been some miraculous things happening in your life since the first cleanse and several cleanses, and we certainly, as time permits, and you have available time to come and talk to us about that and share that with us. We are certainly interested in what God is doing. Absolutely. So thank you for being here this morning in the midst of your role, your working role. Thank you for being here.
Please tell
others. The other thing that we want to, another thing that we want to do is invite everyone who is participating and who will be participating is to share the platform that we're creating. It is an opportunity, as we mentioned, to include all women in this space of knowing, discovering, being more confident, being more of who they are, and really giving them access to what God has instilled in them. That's what this platform is about. So we want you to invite more women to participate. Yes, please do. Before I go on, I wanted to, I kind of brushed over a Confident Woman, so I want to give her an opportunity to say why she chose that or why God chose that for her. So why, Confident Woman, did God choose Confident Woman for you? Why was that the case? Why was that the name specifically for you?
Now, you know that I can stay on this line for about 3 days with this conversation. So let me just pause and give some cliff notes. I have, in my pursuit and my walk, have stumbled with what I'm going to say, knowing that you have a voice and choosing not to use it, knowing that you have a role and choosing not to do anything about it. So what God did was expose me by throwing me into situations where there was no choice. I had to open my mouth. I had to get engaged. I had to do what he brought me here to do. And when I did that, it created room for others who were like myself, hiding out in a little corner, just hiding out in the corner like a little roach, just not trying to, you know, just trying to run out real quick and then run right back inside. And he wasn't having it. So he challenged me to a point where I couldn't be nothing else but that for him.
That's great. Had to be confident.
I had to be.
I get that. Yes. And, you know, God will give us opportunities to step up to the plate. You know, he will do that. He will give us, they say, you know, he's always administering the test. So he'll administer the test to give you an opportunity to step up to the plate. And then either you will or you won't. But he'll keep giving you the test until you do.
Exactly.
And so I'm seeing confident woman, you stepped up and passed the test.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's an opportunity to be the voice for all women to do that constantly.
Yes.
You know, to constantly do that. And I'm grateful that you're all a part of this platform. Because we all have a voice. Again, we all have a voice and we all have the contribution. I constantly say that I am a visionary for women because 13 years ago when I went through this process myself, God revealed to me that I was to rise, similarly in what you were sharing, confident woman, but rise to the occasion. And as you read through the handbook, again, you'll read the story, but there were a lot of things going on, not things that I had planned and certainly not things that I had anticipated or was interested in going through. I could have done without that, so I thought in the moment. But it certainly was an opportunity to rise to the occasion and be bigger and more than my circumstances, but to be a spiritual voice for something greater than the things that were happening in the moment. So this visionary, and oddly enough, going through all of it, in the midst of the trial and midst of the storm, I had a vision for something greater than those circumstances. And so I was able to rise to the occasion, overcome that, and be a woman who was a voice and still is a voice for women, created an entire business around it, and then created an opportunity for you all to go through this process so you can see and determine what your purpose is. So which sort of brings me to the purpose of the cleanse. you may have read this on the website. It says the purpose is to bring you to a higher consciousness and oneness with the Creator. The process itself cleanses when you do the work, when you do the work. And I want to emphasize that because this is about you doing the work. There is a guide for you that I've written in the handbook or through the handbook, but you have to do the work. The spiritual boost is designed to aid you, to boost you, to give you more inspiration and motivation to do the work. However, you cannot escape doing the work. So I wanted to emphasize that. It's important that you put yourself in it and be committed. So, again, the process cleanses when you do the work. It causes you to think clearer, feel better physically and emotionally, and freeing you up to walk in your purpose. So it is time to clear away the clutter. I know that you've read probably some of the requirements. No TV. No alcohol, limited social media, you can't engage in negative conversation, you cannot by any means be around and in dialogue that will take you out of the voice of God. This is a huge commitment. It is not to be taken lightly. But, you know, it's hard to hear from God when you have a lot of noise in the background. So while TV, social media, and negative conversation may be a difficult thing for you, there's a reason that you're doing it. Another requirement is that you must journal. Journaling is also critical. So you want to make sure that you are jotting down those inspiring moments in your journal. Those are the times that God is talking, and you don't want to miss those words of wisdom that he's giving you. Last but not least, and there are more. Again, go through the handbook, but these are some critical ones. You cannot use profanity. Now, I know you women of God have never, ever done that, right? Ever in your entire existence has never done that, right? So I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everyone else. You
hey,
cannot. Right? I know no one on this particular booth has never, ever done that, right?
No, not our booth.
So what'd you say, committed woman?
Came in my life. Not since he came in and took over.
Right? What? Not since he came in and took over. But in the past life, maybe, right?
Yes, he moved in. That went out.
Right. So I'm just saying, we cannot use that during this 90-day period. You shouldn't be anyway, but I'm just saying. During this 90-day period, we cannot do that. So we are cleaning out the clutter. We're clearing out all of it, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We're clearing out the clutter so God can come in and make a profound difference in your life and show you the power and purpose of who you are. So those are a few of the ground rules. Continue to read your handbook to discover others. But those are the ground rules. And finally, I said that profanity was the last one, but really this is one of the ones that I want to also emphasize. You must. Non-negotiable. This is non-negotiable. All of those that I mentioned are non-negotiable. However, this too is non-negotiable. You must commit to 90 days. Not 30 days. Not 45 days. Not 2 weeks. You must commit to 90 days. One of the things I discovered, you know, in going through this process is I chose this time of year for a reason, because I wanted God to know I was serious. There's going to be some very important dates coming around the corner within the next couple of months, and you're going to want to be a little laid back. I'm saying not so much. So you have to commit to the 90 days. Have to commit to the 90 days. So, everybody ready? We ready to take this thing on and see what God's going to do?
Ready.
Let's do it, right? Let's do this. As Confident Woman's little girl says, she's 4, and I love it. She was just telling us that story a little while ago or a couple of calls ago where she had put on her little dress, her skirt, and her tiara and her heels to go clean out the pool. And she says to Confident Woman, let's do this. So I am in that state with her. I am wrapped in my prayer shawl this morning. I'm thinking about I need a tiara and be like Madison and put my heels on and my little skirt, because I'm tempted to do that. I like to be girly sometimes, actually a lot. So there may be mornings I may be doing that. I have my tiara on and say, let's do this, ladies, let's do this. But I love it because she was 4, but being who she is, and loving it. And that's what we want from you. We want you to come to the table, be all of who you are, whatever that is, whoever that is, and give it to us freely. Just as the 4-year-old, she had no conversation. She wasn't reserved. She wasn't embarrassed. She didn't worry about whether the colors match. She just brought herself to the table. So we're inviting you to come to the table with your tiara or your baseball cap or your head wrap. We don't care. Just come, and come fully being who you are. So thank you so much, Courtine, for letting these young ladies know who you are and how you got to where you are today. So we're going to talk a little bit more specifically about what you got out of the cleanse. But now let's get to the juicy part. So this cleanse and this spiritual boost, we obviously pray every Monday at 6 a.m. We have an awesome woman of God pray for us, prayer warrior, we call them, pray for us. We have an opportunity to call forth what we're asking God for the week. We say that out loud. We declare after the prayer is over, we declare that those and will come to pass, are coming to pass, and will come to pass. And we're confident in our prayer, in that that prayer has been received, and we stand in expectancy that those results will occur. So that is the process for that. Someone will have a designated prayer warrior. We will, declare, ask what we want, and then we will declare and decree that those things have been done. We all will say, as each person goes, and you'll hear this today, as each person declares their result, we as a collective will say, what, ladies, on the core team, what do we say after someone says, I declare and decree that all things I've asked for this week will occur? We then say what?
And it is so.
And it is so.
So
we will say that as a collective. Yes, and it is so. We will declare and decree that ourselves as a team, because where two or three are gathered, right? So we are gathering. We are gathering, we are declaring, and we are standing in expectancy. So let us move forward this morning. This morning we're going to have committed woman of God praying for us. So we're delighted that she is going to be our prayer warrior for this morning. And she's going to take us to God in prayer. But prior to that, we obviously have to do what? Ask God for something. We want to be very specific in our requests. So, Courtine, what are we asking God for this week? We go one at a time. Asking God for this week. And if you're on the line, you can certainly participate. This is our core team is sort of being the example of how this goes. However, at the same time, you certainly can participate. Oh, I forgot one thing. Gosh, why didn't you remind me? So Godly Example is not here this morning. We want to pray for her and include her in the prayer. There is a storm, literally, going on. She's in Dallas, Texas. And there is, in fact, she sent us a text. She said, it's storming here, and the internet is down. The phone is through the internet, and her cell doesn't get reception. So we want to just pray that all is well there in Dallas. I know Dallas, or near Dallas, Arlington, I believe, had some pretty bad storms last week. So we want to include her in the prayer. She wants us to go forth and be blessed and do some amazing things, but we certainly want to include her in the prayer and also let those who are participating for the first time let you know that there's one other, and she is Godly Example. And she certainly is an example of a woman of God. She continues to bring that to the table to make us all aware and inform us and keep us posted as to how we should operate as women of God, and she is a living example of that herself. So I wanted to just let everyone know about her. Yes, so prayer request. What are we asking God for this week? I love this part. What are we asking God for? What are we asking Him to do, ladies, this week? I know we got some good requests out there. What are we asking God for this week?
Well, this is committed woman of God. I'm going to start out since we do have some new callers on the line, and they may not be very clear as to how we do this declare and decree thing and ask God for what it is that we want on this week. So I'm going to start out by asking God to, because we actually need him to help us to stay committed to this thing. So I'm asking for increase in my spiritual and natural walk with him. I'm asking him this time to allow me to totally sell out with my whole being and my whole heart. I'm asking him for this on this week. I'm asking for promotion increase. I'm asking him also for more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, but most of all, understanding. Because I can have all the wisdom and knowledge, but if I don't understand that, what I know, then it's all void. So I'm asking him most of all for understanding on this week of the things that he places down in my spirit. And I declare and decree these things in the name of Jesus.
Amen. So you're asking God to increase in your spiritual and natural walk. Yes. Yes. Spiritual and natural walk. And promotion and increase. Wisdom, knowledge, and most of all, understanding. Yes? Awesome. Awesome. So one of the things that, for those listening, one of the things that we want to be certain of is that when we ask, and Committed Woman of God has just been an example of this, when we ask God with confidence what we want, and we want to be clear in our request. So we want to give God clarity so that he clearly understands what we want. She said it definitively. Wisdom, knowledge, and most of all, understanding, promotion, increase. She wants an increase in her spiritual and natural walk. That's clear, right? So we want to be clear in our communication. So the first request came from Committed Woman of God. Very good. Who else? From our core team. Who else? We want to give them an example of how this works. Who else?
This is woman discovering who she is. Has discovered who she is. This week I am asking God for some directions and instructions on a few things I've been inquiring about. Also, I need him to of course, give me consistency and strength and commitment through the clan and for all the ladies in the clans as well on the call. Also, I need him to, boost my confidence. And I'm also looking for increased spiritually and naturally. And there's one more thing I need him to do for me. I need him to just help me to want what he wants for me. And to commit to what he wants me to do with my whole heart.
I got it. So want what he wants and commit to that with your whole heart. Let me repeat that so he can hear it again. So want what he wants. We hear from you, hear from me too, right? Want what he wants.
Yes.
And commit to that with your whole heart. I think he probably like, oh, I got you on that. I think
okay.
I think he probably. I'm just saying. I think he probably does. That's a good one.
Yes.
So, and also direction and instruction, consistency in your strength, commitment, boost in your confidence, and increase. Spiritually and naturally. Very good. Awesome. Good list. Good definitive list. Who else, ladies? Thank you so much for that. Who else, ladies?
This is William Bessel.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to request for the congregation to increase in maturity. And I'm praying for patience while they increase in immaturity.
Mm.
And also I'm praying that the atmosphere in the church will be set for supernatural miracles.
Mm. Mhm. Got it. So the atmosphere be set for supernatural miracles.
Mhm.
And you're asking that your congregation increase in their maturity.
Mhm.
The congregation increases in their maturity, and then you're asking for patience.
Mhm.
God, give me patience while you increase my congregation in their maturity.
Amen.
Because you're working on them at your pace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know what you need to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you want, I want you to work on me while you're working on them.
Amen.
Right? So work on me, God, Amen. While you... taking care of my congregation, because I know you're doing it, because you say you'll do it.
Amen. Yes.
And I'm ready, but they're not quite where I am, so I want patience.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Give me some of that. Can you give me some patience?
Yes.
Just a cup of patience today.
Amen.
Amen. So clear, very clear. Very clear. And set the atmosphere for supernatural miracles.
You
know, ask God for that today. Awesome. Willing vessel. And because you are a willing vessel, I know he is on the throne listening with a ear pierced to the wall to give you what you need. Amen. Who else?
Oh, can I? This is concerned woman of God.
Yes,
and, I just want to have a little input in that patience, in that word patience, and
mm-hmm.
that the Bible says tribulation work at patience. And we don't want tribulation in our life.
No, we don't.
Right?
Right.
Okay, because that means all kinds of things will start happening to us, in our lives, in our businesses, in our family lives, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, even on this day. So, you know, when we say patience, we're praying for patience, tribulation will bring that on. And tribulation is problems. So...
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Already.
Okay, so we don't want any more added on to what the enemy is going to filter in our lives on this day and even this week. So perhaps we could change that patient, that word patient, to something else definitive that will help us to get where we need to go, but use another phrase for that. I want God to give me patience. Because, and I'm sharing this from experience, because
mm-hmm.
I, from years ago, I used to hear saints praying, and they were so profound, and they said, oh, God, give me the patience of Job. So it
mm-hmm.
sounded good. It sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up on it. And
right.
I tell you, saints of the Most High God, I had everything coming at me because I was praying for it. One day, because the Holy Spirit is so wise and want to do some wonderful and good things in our lives, because all good and perfect things come from Him, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit said, stop praying for patience. I said, thank
okay.
you, Lord. So I stopped praying for patience because it was bringing other things that I wasn't prepared for, that I didn't want, that I didn't need in my life. So I don't pray for that. but I insert another word that will get me to where I need to go.
Well, how about saying,
go ahead.
How about being scripturally sound?
What is it, Willa Jessel?
I didn't hear what she said.
How about what, Willa Jessel? What did you say? Uh-oh, she dropped. Something happened.
She dropped.
Mm-hmm, but she'll be back on in a second.
Okay.
I just saw it. I was looking at the switchboard. She probably had a little issue there. So what I'm hearing you say, the word patience says to God that you're asking for patience in a trial, in a tribulation, in some tribulation, in some turmoil. That word patience creates more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you say that maybe you ask God to heal, to in this case for her, to heal the congregation in the event that is the case. I don't know. She may know what's going on with them more specifically.
Or be content in the state that you're in until a change comes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To be okay with where they are, to be whole and complete with things as they are occurring right now, to be rest assured that we are exactly where we're supposed to be, and that we can own and celebrate the victories of where we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a different language, so I completely get it, because you're saying, if you say that you need patience, then you're basically saying you've got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there is no problem.
Right.
We are in the state. We're in the state in which we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
For the building of our strength, the evolution of our growth. We are exactly where we're supposed to be, and we want to celebrate where we are.
Yes.
So that's in essence what I hear you say.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. Mm-hmm. Yes, Willing Vessel.
That's good. I receive that.
Okay. Amen. I want to make sure I had you on. I know I lost you for a minute, so.
Yeah, I lost you.
Did that make
sense?
Okay, good. So did you hear that, though? Did that make sense?
Yes, I heard.
Okay, good. So what would you say, then? Now, that's just some examples that I had given. What would you say regarding your request more definitively?
I would change the patient to God. Help me to endure whatever is set before me.
Mm-hmm.
It's endurance.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem with that? The other way that you might be able to say it is to celebrate where you are, because that would create
mm-hmm.
endurance. Right? Mm-hmm. Celebrating where you are, being in a state of praise where you are, being in a state
mm-hmm.
of gratitude where you are, all
right.
of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in endurance, that would say that you're trying to endure something which will be heavy. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like that's work, right? But it's when we have a praise in our mouth and we give glory and honor to God, blessings come down naturally for
mm-hmm.
for us and for Him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's a different state to endure, because, you know, this is just my belief, and I'm not imposing my belief on anyone. I don't believe that we are destined to suffer. I think if we renew our mind, by the way, we're going to have a whole show on renewing your mind, but if we renew your mind and change the way you think, therefore change the way you speak, that the suffering will not be there. That's my belief.
You think that... Mm-hmm. But don't you think that every trial that we are going through will call us to be elevated in God, and that we are not exempt from going through trials?
Yes, I do believe that.
Because every round goes higher and higher. The higher it gets in God, the more thing that you're going to have to endure to get that anointing that you need, to get to them supernatural miracles. And it's just, I think that you have to go through in order to get there to where you're getting, because you're going to have to fight the enemy to get in another realm of God, you know.
Yes, no, absolutely. I certainly believe that. Yes. So let me say something about that. So I'm not saying that I don't think we're not going to go through trials. I don't think that we're not going to have to endure. What I'm saying is, in the midst of this said trial, like in the midst of it, in the moment, I'm not talking about when. I'm talking about when it is happening. Not talking about if it happens. Or not, I'm talking about when in the midst of the trial, if you're able to give God praise, give Him honor and glory, and not think from I'm in a trial or I'm in tribulation, but in that moment you say, thank you Jesus for all that you've done, thank you God for all that you will do. Thank you, God, for putting me right where I'm supposed to be because I have a purpose. Thank you for having me be in this because I am in the right place for the will that you have given and placed in my spirit. I think if you renew your mind in that moment, that the trial wouldn't occur like a trial, but a celebration that God is working in you some miracles.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It makes sense. Yeah, so in the moment that you renew your mind, because if you just start to be in, oh, my God, I'm in a trial. Oh, my God, I'm in tribulation. Oh, my God, help me endure. That may not necessarily give you the strength for your chest to be bold, for you to be the vessel that He is instilled in you. It may make you a little bit weak and shaky. But if you stand in, I'm in the right place, and I'm a willing vessel, and I'm supposed to be here, and God has ordained me to be in this space because I am here to deliver a message, whatever that might be. I am here to elevate, create, and motivate others to see who God really is. Then that shift the tide in the moment for you.
And I think what I'm trying to really say is that if the pasture goes up in another realm and you're feeding your sheep and they're not moving to the place you want them to move in, and that kind of brings discouragement. So I guess that's why I would ask them for patience. Until they get there, give me that patience I need while they are trying to increase in maturity. Because I'm feeding them.
No, I get that.
And I think I'm feeding them steak and instead of breaking it up in pieces. And it seems like it's taking years for them to process what we are really saying. And we're ready to go up. So other people that come into the church that's new, and they can be strengthened enough to feed them what they had already been said. So I wouldn't have to go and try to feed them and bring them up. But God is trying to feed everybody. So when new people come in the church, then we have a whole, probably a lot of people that will help them to come up where they need to be. We need a staff. We need somebody that's going to help them mature. You know, they're coming in, but now they can't come in with somebody still drinking milk. We sort of been old enough now to be able to teach someone else. And that's the question I'm asking for from God, you know, while I'm waiting for them to get there. It's been 3 years now. Let's go ahead on to maturity. Yes, let's go further up in God, you know, and be able to endure the trials and tribulations. I've been there, and I whip them real good. With me, but with other people, I'm praying and interceding that they get to that place. And they saying, how can you take it? It's easy if you trust God. So that's what I was saying, asking for that type of patience.
I got you. And I think that you probably can incorporate both. You know, there's accepting, you know, now I want us to add this to the list, by the way. We have a list of topics that we're going to be talking about. There is a full acceptance of, and by the way, I'm not disagreeing with you, Will and Delphine. This is just something I want to share with you. So there is accepting who you have in your congregation as they are.
Mm.
Accepting them as they are. For example, they may always drink milk.
Mm-hmm.
Accepting them as they are, King God, for who else may be necessary for the elevation of his will. Case in point, we have on our team right now on this call, we have concerned woman, committed woman of God, godly example, confident woman, woman who has discovered who she is, yourself, willing vessel, visionary for women. Not confident woman, not picking on confident woman, but confident woman can't do necessarily what committed woman of God does. It would disempower her for me to try to sit and wait for her to be at the level that committed woman of God is. So what I can do is celebrate confident woman's strength right where she is.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate that. And you know what? Call that steak. Don't call that milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because confident woman has whatever she has, and that is a part of the whole pie. It's just a part of the whole pie. So maybe, I'm just saying, because confident woman can't be committed woman of God. She can only be confident woman. So for me, as the leader, ultimate leader, what I can say is, oh, I could have said, because confident woman can't do what committed woman of God can do, I could say confident woman is just drinking milk. But no, what I can say is confident woman has a strength that I can celebrate as steak. So I'm only going to focus on that. And then I'm going to say committed woman of God has a strength that is steak, and I'm only going to focus on that. Now, I might need lobster, but lobster's not on the team yet. So I'm going to keep asking God to bring me that extra ingredient to help this stew be what it needs to be. So I'm saying, willing vessel, that you may have some people on your team that seemingly right now have not elevated, but maybe they have a small strength within them. They have some value that they're bringing to the congregation that you can elevate. And then you can ask God to bring you the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making sense?
That's good.
I lost the Scott. Stop it. That was good.
You have to record this. Get your recorder because this is good.
No, it's recorded. It's actually recorded.
Oh.
I'll ask him
okay.
to go back and listen to it.
Okay.
Will and Vessel, I think you missed some good pieces.
Yeah. I keep dropping the cold.
That's okay, though, because it's recorded. I'm going to send you the link so you can listen to it again. But what I said is, You have some people in the congregation, and you're saying that they're drinking milk, and you want them to grow. What
yes.
I said is, within each person in your congregation that you are talking about, they have mm-hmm. a strength in them that God has instilled in them, and it may be missed because you want them to be at a certain place. I'm
mm-hmm.
saying find what God has instilled in them and elevate that, shine a light on that, cultivate that. And if there's something else that you need,
mm-hmm.
ask God
mm-hmm.
to bring that to you.
But the people that you have,
find out what God has instilled in them and then celebrate that. Give, you know, really cultivate those strengths, let them shine with those strengths, and then ask God for the rest of it. So, in essence, it's not patience that you need. You want God to send you some other vessels that will make your pie whole. You have some pieces of the pie. You just don't have
mm-hmm.
the whole pie.
Okay.
You with me?
I'm with you.
you have, and we can talk about this offline if you want to, and I even come to your church and help you figure it out.
Yes.
There's some people there that are in your thought process not elevating. I'm saying they have some strengths, some gifts. God has instilled in them some very powerful gifts, some extraordinary gifts that will make your ministry soar. We've just got to identify what that is, celebrate mm-hmm. that, cultivate that, have them be really good at that, and then we've got to look to see what other gifts do you need, and we're going to ask God to bring that in.
I'm ahead of you with that because God had done that. I used them where God needs them to be. But how long do you have to dig around that plant for years and years? So do it take 5 years, 10 years to do it? I know it takes a long time for some people, but the hunger and the thirst need to be there also. But they
yes,
work in the gift. Yes. Yeah. You gotta have a hunger. You don't have a hunger and a thirst, you don't have a desire to grow. You're stagnated. And when you're stagnated, you can smell and it stinks. Anything is stagnated so long. But it's time, how long, you know, when you halt against two opinions. You know, if God be God, then serve him all the way. If Baal be Baal, then you step back and serve him. So I think I got an evangelist mode in me. And so just pray for me.
I will. We will. And you know what? God will work it out. In fact,
yes.
I'm saying he's already working it out right now in this conversation
yes.
and all the work that you've been doing.
He's already working that out.
He's already working it out. And it may be a bad ingredient in that we don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
That ingredient might not be for this particular stew that we create. That ingredient might be for another pot of chili or something. It may not supposed to be over here. But if it's supposed to be in chili, then we're going to send it to chili and let it really make that chili really good.
Mm-hmm.
But we know it may not need to be over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I got you, baby. I love you.
Mm-hmm. All right, but we're going to talk some more about that. Hey,
okay.
Amen. That was good. That was good, y'all. All right, I'm sorry. I digress. So we have some more requests. What else are we asking God for? Thank you for Concerned Woman for that insert. That was good.
All right. Amen.
This is Confident Woman. I'm asking God this week for, my God is so amazing. So I'm going to ask him for an increase in two contracts that are six figures. I'm going to be very specific and very clear.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask him to surprise my sisters on this call with a unasked favor. So I'm going to ask him for something only he knows for everyone on this call.
All right. Very good. Increase in 2 six-figure contracts, and he's going to surprise us with something, favor that we have not asked for.
An unasked favor.
An unasked favor. It's going to show us that he is God.
Mm-hmm.
I done that. That was me. I did that. Yeah, that was me. Okay, very good. Amen. I received that before we even get to declaring the decree. And it is so. Amen. All right. Concerned Woman of God, what you asking God for?
Okay, I'm asking, I started a business. And
amen.
Yes, and it's called Joe's Flowers and Things. So I began to make wreaths, floral arrangements for homes or apartments or whatever, for the door and different seasons. So I'm in the process.
Uh-huh.
So thus far I've gotten some orders, and I'm asking and believing God for increase.
Okay.
And not only of that, you know, but other things that I make for women, shawls, things of that nature. Yes, I'm asking God for increase in that business, that this week it will pick up. And it is so. And I decree and declare.
I know that's right. Jewels, flowers, and things.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to make this week, I guess I'm going to start today, making my cards. And I've already began to take pictures of the wreaths and floral arrangements as I make them. And so I was able to ship off some last week to New York and sent another one off, took one actually to the coast, and have other orders that I have to do this week. So I'm asking God for increase. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Increase. Thank God for increase. Awesome. I am asking God for all women who are ready for transformation, increase, and development to show up and show out in this cleanse for the next 90 days. Who are ready. There's some more women, I believe, and maybe God will see and show out and show us. There are other women who want to participate in this who have not joined yet. So I'm asking God to increase our participation in this cleanse, reveal who those women are. I'm also asking that, I'm with Confident Woman, that the contract be signed this week. The six-figure contract be signed this week. I am also in alignment that we be surprised, that we are surprised, all of us on the call and listening, surprised by an unasked favor. And that we know it is God. So, that is my request. I think we have everyone, right? Unless anyone else wants to include your prayer request, I'm certainly open if you'd like to. It's no pressure today, but we will be asking you to. Anyone else want to offer their prayer request before we go to prayer? No? Okay. All right. Well, committed woman of God, would you like to lead us in prayer this morning?
I'm ready.
Take us to
Father God, in the name of God, as I come before you this morning, God, seeking your face, God, seeking your direction, God, seeking your guidance, God, seeking even yet how to even pray on this morning, God. Oh, God, because I don't even know how to pray or what to pray, God, but it is the Holy Spirit that come in and intercede for us, God. God, we need your Holy Spirit to come in and intercede for us on this morning, God. Oh, God, we need you on this morning, God, as we embark, God, on another journey on the cleanse, God. Oh, God, we ask you and thank you, God, for just bringing us all together again, God. Oh, God, assembling ourselves together again, God. Touching in the green, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we know that you are one in the midst on this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you for what has gone forth this so far, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we thank and praise you, God, for what you are yet to do on this week, God. God, we are declaring and decreeing, God, in your name, God. Oh, God, these things that we are placing before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we know that it was just for the asking, God. God, because you already knew, God, what we needed and what we want on this week, God. Oh, God, and we thank you and praise you, God, because we come before your throne asking you, God. God, you said if we ask anything in your name, God, that you would do it for us, God. Oh, God, and we thank and praise you, God. We thank you for the new women that are on the call on this morning, God. God, and we thank you for the past precipitation. God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank and praise you, God, for my tongue will not be tied, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for promotion and increase, God, in our finances, God. Oh, God, on our jobs, God. Oh, God, in the contracts, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for elevation on today, God. Oh, God, because elevation comes from you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Promotion comes from you, God. Increase in finances come from you, God, because it is you that gives us strength to get wealth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, because we could do nothing without you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to help us to increase in our spiritual and natural walk, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you on this morning, God, for totally selling out, God, totally committing to this cleanse on this journey, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. Most of all, understanding, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because with all thy getting, we need some understanding, God. Oh, God, because if we don't understand the things, God, that you give us, God, it is null and void, God. Oh, God, open up our eyes and our ear gates, God. Oh, God, take off the blinders, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and let us walk into your knowledge, your wisdom, and your understanding, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you, God, for confidence, God, increasing confidence, God, being able to stand boldly and firm on the word of God, God, not breaking down, God, not bending down, not bowing down, God, but standing firm, God, unshakable and unmovable in our faith, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thanking you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The commitment to you, God, for what you would have us to be, God. Oh, God, with our whole heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us to forget about ourselves, God, and glorify the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you, God, for direction, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. All of our steps, God, in your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, God, that you might direct our path, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and when you give us instruction, God, help us to pay attention, God. Help us to heed to the instructions that you give us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you and I praise you, God. Let us lay not aside the instructions that we're getting, God. Oh, God, but let us apply it to our everyday walk, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let it fall not by the wayside, God. Oh, God, but let it be planted on good ground, God. Let us hide it in the stables of our heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and I ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that every congregation that we belong to, God. Oh, God, help us to mature, God. Help us to get a hunger and thirst after righteousness, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us forget about the world, God, and glorify the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us forget about our wants, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because you said if we seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, God, and your righteousness, God, all this other stuff will be added unto us, God. But let us get a yearning for you, God, and the things of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and as you do what you do, God, let us embrace, God. Let us embrace one another, God. Oh, God, the gifts that are down on the inside of each one of us, God. Oh, God, let us pray, God, that the gifts come alive, God. Oh, God, that the gifts come forward, God. And as they come forward, God, we allow you to work as you work, God. Oh, God, and let us not lean us to our own understanding, God. Oh, God, because our ways is not your ways, God, nor is our thoughts your thoughts, God. Oh, God, we thank you when we praise you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the supernatural in the church, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The miracles, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us be witnesses, God, to the miracles, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us see, God, that you are still on the throne and you are still yet the God of all gods, in the name of Jesus, God. God, because you are in the miracle working business, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for how you're working on all of us, God. Oh, God, for how you're going in and you're pulling back the foreskins of our heart, God. Oh, God, for how you're searching us from the head
crowns of our head to the soles of our feet, God. Oh, God, Father, you're creating in us a clean heart, God, and renewing the right spirit in us, God. Oh, God, Father, we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you and praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for God surprising us, God, but showing up, God, and being mighty, God, on this week, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for something that we haven't even asked you for, God. Well, because of your grace and your mercy and your favor that is with us, God. Oh, God, you want to do something special for us on this week, God. God, and we thank you for whatever that is that you want to do special for us on this week, God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for the increase in business, God. Oh, God, the increase in your flowers and things, God. Oh, God, for how the business is going to start pouring in, God. Oh, God, that you're going to have to start hiring people, God. God, because the workload is going to get too much for them, God. God. Lord, than she would ever expect, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Send the help, God, that she needs, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for all the overflow of orders, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and anoint her, God. Anoint her mind, God, for even being more even creative, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, things that you place in her heart, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let her work with it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for the all the women who are ready for transformational increase, God, who are participating in this cleanse, God. God, we thank you right now for each and every woman, God, each and every transformation you're going to make in their lives, God. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I see you showing up mightily, God. I see you showing up strong, God. I see you, God, doing something, God, that we never even expected you to do, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. When we come out of this cleanse, God, we won't be the same, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you're doing a new work in us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You're healing all wounds, God. You're going back to our childhood, God. Oh, God, and you're digging up the things from the root, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, these things will no longer hinder us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because our minds will be transformed, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Let this mind be us that was also in Christ Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the signed contracts, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for the increase in business, God, for the increase on the job, God. In the name of Jesus, God, for the new job, God, for the increase in salaries, God, oh, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, I thank you and I praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, we take no glory, God, oh, God, but we thank you on this morning, God, and as we embark through our week, God, oh, God, let us meet someone, God. Oh, God, that needs what we're here offering, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for even this cleanse, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As you gradually increase it, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we might reach the goal, God, of the 1 million women, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And a number that we can't even count, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we thank you, God. And we give you glory, God. oh God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit coming in, God, and interceding on our behalf, God, taking it unto the Father, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We praise you and we glorify you, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank God. Oh, God, thank you. God, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen, amen. And it
amen,
is so.
Amen, amen. And it is so.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so. Amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you for that amazing prayer. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Ooh, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. For the, thank you, God. For the sake of time, we're going to just all declare collectively that it is so. If we can,
it is so.
It is so.
It is so.
It is so.
Each of us, it is so.
It is, it is so.
It is so.
Amen. And we will, amen. We will next week, we will certainly have our praise report on our prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 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 So we have typically these are only an hour, but if God gets in the midst, we may be a little bit longer. So I want to just acknowledge that we've gone over our time a little bit here. So if you would stay with us just a little bit longer, we are going to. I know we were going to talk a little bit, have the core team share about things that they've gotten out of the cleanse, but for the sake of time, we will maybe talk about that a little bit next week. And what I do want to let you all know is that we are going to be tackling a few topics. Committed woman of God, you good? I know you to the,
yeah,
the throne in a mighty way. I don't want to.
Yeah,
may be saying something, so I don't want to miss God's word. He's always talking through you, so I don't want to miss that this morning.
I'm just coming down off of where he took me at. Just
Amen.
Getting my natural self there.
Amen. So thank you for that. So, yes, we have a few topics. Let me go over those real quickly, and we'll close for today. But we certainly want us all to be mindful that you want to be addressing the questions in the book. This is the first week that you would be addressing those questions. So continue to be engaged in your handbook and engaged in those questions and journaling your response. Here are some of the topics. And we will cover some scriptures to go along with them. But the topics are as follows. Bad habit, good or bad. Bad habit, good or bad. Already equipped. We are already equipped for what God has ordained us to do. We must know what God has ordained us to do, but we are equipped. The other, who's the woman behind the mask? Are you faking the funk? We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to ask you the question, who are you really? Who are you really? You are declaring yourself a woman of God, but who are you really? What is your special ingredient to this big pot of stew that we are cooking up? We're going to talk about breaking the barriers. What barriers are hindering your ability to be the best and most effective, productive woman of God that you can be? What past are you holding on to? So letting go of the past will be a topic. We are going to be talking about the fact that you are enough and believing in yourself, trusting who you are. You are enough, believing in yourself, trusting who you are. We're going to talk about how you tap the power within. How do you tap into these gifts, these talents, the favor of God? How do you tap into that? And living on purpose. Living on purpose. What is your purpose? And how do you live it on a consistent basis? Then there is renewing the mind. We talked a little bit about that today, or at least it came up. How do you renew your mind? When do you renew your mind? How do you do it in the midst of a storm or in the midst of a trial, tribulation? How do you renew your mind, think differently, and take different actions? Motivated versus inspired, and being a bottomless open vessel. Sometimes God can't get in and do that transformation and make things better, give you what you want, because you're not open to new ways of operating and approaching the situation. So the trials and the tribulations continue because you're not open, being a bottomless, open, willing vessel for him to move through you. So those are some of the topics that we're going to be tackling through the next 90 days and next 12 weeks as we discover more of who we are. We have all, you've heard the women who participated before, we've declared who we are, we have our names, we're walking in that role and in that purpose, and we are standing to discover even more of who we are to become. We're inviting you to do the same, to come play with us and invite others to join us. So if you're new, please invite other women to participate in the cleanse. They have at least, I think we said, at least another week to jump in. They can listen to this show again, this particular segment of the Spiritual Boost again, and we'll send you the link to do that, and get started. But they must purchase the book to answer those questions and commit to the 90-day period. Any other comments before we close today? Any other comments before we close? Any other comments before we close and we go and have an extraordinary week and make it all that we've said? Any other comments? No?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Good? Everybody else good?
Good.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Well, I always say to the ladies who are part of the cleanse, and I'm going to say it to you all as well, something that I wrote to a few of some participants in a course I did several years ago. It seems to ring true. It rang true for them, and it seems to ring true for all others. So I want you to know that you came into this world nothing lacking, nothing missing, fully equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your favor for your highest and greatest good. anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your only job is to continuously renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has ordained you with all that you need. You are a deliberate creation of God. With that said, have a great, magnificent, extraordinary week. And we will talk next Monday at 6 a.m. Have a great day, ladies.
Have a great day.
Be blessed.
Good week.
Be blessed.
Bless.
Take care.
Grateful.